One of the most prominent guitar makers in the country unknowingly purchased poached big leaf maple taken from a national forest in southwest Washington state. That's according to a federal indictment unsealed in Seattle this week. Maryland-based PRS Guitars is not implicated in the case, but a small mill owner and three alleged poachers are. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Carlos Santana plays one. A figured maple-topped electric guitar by PRS. He's one of the company's signature artists. The wood on these guitars has a shiny, almost holographic look with mesmerizing patterns. This highly sought-after music wood is found in the Pacific Northwest in the towering western bigleaf maple. But not every tree possesses the prized patterns. The trees that do are rare and valuable, and that makes them a target for poachers. Federal prosecutors say in this case, the poachers worked under the cover of night and left behind a lot of damage.
And it looked like some people have described it as a bomb going off.
That's Assistant U.S. Attorney Seth Wilkinson describing one of the poaching sites discovered in Washington's Gifford Pinchot National Forest. It was near a popular campground called Iron Creek. Wilkinson says the alleged poachers had a special name for that location, the Slaughterhouse.
I think because that's what they did, was they targeted the specific place and just went in and slaughtered all of the trees.
Wilkinson says just like with animal poaching, the woodcutters took only what they were after.
You know, they would cut down these trees, choose what they call the cream, which is really the very nicest part to the trees, and wasting the rest and selling it for their own financial benefit.
In this case, the alleged buyer was Harold Klaus Coopers, owner of a company called J&L Tonewoods. The company's website says it supplies some of the larger guitar makers with big leaf maple. According to the indictment, Coopers repeatedly purchased illegally harvested maple wood in 2011 and 12. He's being charged under the federal Lacey Act, a law designed to protect fish, wildlife, and plants. Wilkinson says this is the first Lacey Act prosecution of a mill owner for trafficking in bigleaf maple.
The message is that you can't turn a blind eye. You can't buy products that you know are stolen, make a huge profit off it, and then just say, I didn't know what I was doing.
Coopers allegedly sold that stolen wood for three times what he paid for it, earning $800,000 over a two-year period. His buyers, according to the indictment, included PRS Guitars and an Oregon company called North American Wood Products that supplies instrument makers. Neither is implicated in the case. In a statement, PRS says it has fully cooperated with the government's investigation and prosecution of J&L Tonewoods. In a 2013 interview, PRS's longtime wood buyer, Michael Reed, acknowledged that maple theft is a problem.
There are some unscrupulous wood vendors that are going to buy stolen wood, and they're pretty well known throughout the industry. We don't buy from them.
Reed said that PRS worked with trusted vendors, but acknowledged he didn't require verification that every load of wood he purchased was legitimately sourced.
There has to be a certain amount of trust. I'm not going to ask these guys for every one of their sources.
The indictment says Coopers falsely represented to his buyers that the maple wood had been legally harvested. Cliff Chulos is president of North American Wood Products, the other buyer of the allegedly stolen wood. On speakerphone with his vice president and chief buyer in the room, he said he's shocked.
We hang our hat on the fact that all over the world, what we ship is legal wood.
Chulos says his company has strict paperwork requirements for its vendors, and according to his chief wood buyer, Coopers always complied.
It really damages our reputation. You can do more damage in 10 minutes that takes you 30 years to build.
Chulos says he would be willing to pay to fund an audit system to ensure that figured maple is legally sourced. Coopers has pleaded not guilty to all charges. A woman who answered his business phone identified herself as his wife and said, quote, our company buys and sells figured maple. We don't steal it. We don't poach it. If convicted, Coopers faces up to 10 years in prison. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.